this morning, I would like to look at a few different scriptures. And the first one is in Mark 5:39. I really want to point out something which I think is really amazing. And if we grasp that, if we can even develop our spiritual eyes this morning, even if it's just a bit, then I believe my mission here is accomplished. It is amazing. 5:39. When he came in, he said to them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age. And they were overcome with great amazement. In the physical, it was obvious that this child was dead. She was dead. Dead. You could kick her, she would not kick you back. She was dead. And everybody knew. Now, Jesus comes along and he says in front of everybody, "She's alive. She's sleeping. She's just sleeping." Now, if you thought you were there in that situation, what would you have thought about Jesus? You know, I mean, I could imagine people would have looked at him weirdly thinking, "Are you all there? You know, it is obvious she's dead. How can you say such a brave statement in front of everybody and say she's alive, she's asleep?" You know, a few eyebrows were raised. Now, who was right? Who was right? Jesus is the life, the truth, and he is there. He is actually the truth. He can't lie. He can't lie. Jesus, did he lie? Did the others lie? Who was right? Both were right. You see, it's from the spiritual view, Jesus was right. From the physical view, everybody else was right. It was right. She was dead, but spiritually, she was not dead. She's alive. Because it's just the body which is dead. It's the two views. Now, let's go to the next one. This is where I would like my wife to come forward and just read this one for me. 2 Kings 6:30.
So he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him." And it was told him, saying, "Surely he is in Dothan." Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike this people, I pray, with blindness." And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Now Elisha said to him, "This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria. So it was, when they had come to Samaria, that Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see." And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and there they were, inside Samaria. Now when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, "My father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" But he answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master." Then he prepared a great feast for them. And after that, after they ate and drank, he sent them away and they went to their master. So the bands of the Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel.
Thank you very much. Now, the king of Syria was angry because he discovered that Elisha tells all the war plans to the king of Israel. And he was not happy. So he went to Elisha, and according to the physical reality, the prophet has no chance to escape. No chance! I mean, the army is here, and they were just Elisha and his servant. No chance! The same physical situation looks totally different when you look through the spiritual eyes, through the spiritual reality. If you know the spiritual view, then you can initiate a different solution which is not seen in the physical realm. And this is the amazing thing. It's all spiritual and physical. You know, a few months ago, something happened. I was criticized by someone I did not expect. And you know what? I usually have quite a broad shoulder, but this one really affected me because it came from somewhere I did not expect it. And I felt it. It was a real attack. At the same time, I knew this is a good situation because after I'm through here, I will be so much stronger in that area. Now, this is what happened to me. In that moment, it shocked me. I was attacked and I could feel it. Now, listen, this is the physical. Now, I show you exactly what happened in the spiritual realm. One lady in Switzerland, she's a bit like Elisha. She did not know anything about it. She was just doing her washing up in that situation, and she could see what is happening to me in the spirit. And she told me per WhatsApp. And what actually did happen in the spiritual realm was a wild cat literally sprang on me, attacked me, and I fell to the ground, and it took me quite a while to get up again. This is exactly, and she did not know what happened. So you have got the physical and you've got the spiritual. If we develop our spiritual sight, we can interpret our physical situation so much better and conquer it so much more wiser, so much better. It is so important to ask God, help me to view my physical situation through your spiritual eyes. Now, in our next situation, we have 4,000 hungry people who need food. I just read the verse, Mark 8, verse 4. Then his disciples answered him, "How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness?" Jesus and the disciples, both of them, are looking for a physical answer. A physical answer. They need food. 4,000 people here, all 4,000 hungry bellies, you need food. No matter how spiritual you are, you need food. Full stop. The disciples try to find an answer through the physical reality straight away. But even they may have thought, well, but even McDonald's is too far away. There's no way we can feed 4,000 people. And if there was a McDonald's, I mean, 4,000 hamburgers, well, probably you need 12,000 because one hamburger doesn't stretch to a lot. But it was something impossible. It was an impossible situation for them. Now, Jesus looks at the same situation through the spiritual reality. And that's why we can expect a spiritual solution, which is a miracle. A miracle is not bound to the law of the physics. But you cannot expect a miracle when you interpret the situation through your physical reality. I remember when we were looking for a house, coming up to Holbeach, where we live now, we were looking and explained as an estate agency that we live by faith. Explain that once to them. It is impossible. Nobody wants you because they don't even know what that means. Living by faith. They need figures, real figures on paper. So there was not, it was a big battle. And you know, the outcome was we did not go by figures. We did not go by these physical laws and impossibilities. We went by the spiritual reality, by the spiritual laws. And guess what? God opened a door miraculously. You see, if you go by the spiritual side, you can expect a miracle. If you go by the physical, you expect physical. It's very simple. In one way, it's very simple. An apple tree gives you apple, a pear tree gives you pears. Very simple. A miracle is the evidence of a higher reality. Now, our next situation here I want to highlight is, have you ever been in a situation where you felt so small and helpless, like a grasshopper? You know, a grasshopper? Like the 12 spies felt like grasshoppers in the land of Canaan. This is what we read, Numbers 13:33. There we saw the giants and we were like grasshoppers in our sight. I mean, like grasshoppers. You know how small a grasshopper is? It is small. If you feel like one of these, you don't feel good. And you know what? What is even worse is what we read afterward. And so we were in their sight. That's even worse. I mean, if you're a grasshopper in your sight, that's one thing. But if you are a grasshopper in their sight, then you're really the loser. A grasshopper's perspective is not very cool. I already feel strange when I need to look up. When somebody is taller than me, I feel somehow a bit strange. Now, imagine the Statue of Liberty in America, which is 93 meters high, was alive, and you stood in front of it. I mean, how would you feel? I mean, alive. You would feel like a grasshopper. In the grasshopper reality, there was no solution. And yet, they overcame. Why? Because two decided not to go by the grasshopper reality. They decided to go by the spiritual reality. God is stronger than his enemies. The next one is Gideon. Gideon also lived in the grasshopper reality, always being afraid of the Midianites. But God sees him as a mighty valor. Again, you can see it, the two different views. This is what we read, Judges 6, verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." In a grasshopper reality, this statement is a plain joke. Total joke. What? We are mighty, I'm a mighty valor? I think something is wrong. Maybe he got the wrong person here. I don't know. Something is wrong. What do you mean by mighty men of valor? This is offensive. We are weak and everybody knows it. We are failures. Can you see the true reality? God, he sees it like Gideon sees himself as a grasshopper and God sees him as a great mighty man of valor. God looks at the very same circumstances, but interprets the circumstances different than how Gideon interpreted it. Listen to this, verse 13. Gideon said to him, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us?" Verse 15. So he said to him, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel?" You know, the two words, the two questions, why and how. Many, many Christians ask these questions all the time. Why? How? You know, the two questions, very, very simple words, but big meanings behind it. Why am I in a situation like that? How can you save us out here? How can you find a solution? Then he goes on and explains his grasshopper situation to God. "Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." Of course, God didn't know that. How can the grasshopper change his reality? You see, he thought God didn't know it. He told him. It is very important. If you are in a grasshopper reality, you need to change your reality. How do you do it? How can you do it? If you face a problem and you feel like a grasshopper compared to that problem, by the law of lift. You know, it's like an airplane. Has anybody once been in an airplane? Yeah? Yeah, most of us. Airplane goes faster and faster. Still, the law of gravity is still overruling. And there's a moment the airplane lifts up in the air. I find it amazing. I really find it amazing how it's so heavy, you know, with all my suitcases in it. And then when the airplane goes up in that very moment, the law of gravity still exists. However, the law of lift superseded the law of gravity. This is amazing. Another law kicked in. You see, the law of a grasshopper still exists. But when the grasshopper gets wings, everything changes. If you have been a grasshopper for too long, then you have got most likely a grasshopper complex in that situation, which is very hard to get rid of. But it is possible with God. You can only defeat the giants in your life when you get rid of your grasshopper complex. When you get wings, when you go by a different reality, by the spiritual reality, and the grasshopper gets wings, everything changes. My last passage we will look at now is this. King of Assyria, who was much stronger, wants to attack Hezekiah. Hezekiah, he was a grasshopper too, but with the right view. Now listen what Hezekiah said. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7. "For there are more with us than with him." This is amazing. How can King Hezekiah say that? In the physical, that was total nonsense. It was really nonsense. It was a joke. He didn't see the fiery chariots like Elisha did. He didn't see that. He did not see that in the spirit. He did not see it. And yet he said it. Now, it says here in the next verse reveals why he could say that. I find it amazing. "With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord of our God to help us and to fight our battles." He simply believed it and trusted in God. This is how he did it. And therefore, he could say such a bold statement. I mean, if you are a king and you are in that situation and you say something like that, This is a bold statement to say. The reason why he was able to see the spiritual reality is found here. This is the secret. Chapter 31, verse 21. Here we go. Are you ready for this? Because this affects you and me. To seek his God, he did it with all his heart. And then a little sentence of three words. So he prospered. Wow. He sought his God with all his heart. So he prospered. He prospered against the impossibilities, against the battles which in the natural, no chance. He prospered. Wow, that is so good. You know what? The same recipe can be applied for your situation and for my situation, for your life and for my life. The same recipe. And then, here we go, the spiritual reality set into the physical. This is amazing. Look at this. This is the verse. This is the verse. 32 verse 21. Then the Lord sent an angel. Remember, this is now spiritual. This is now the spiritual coming in. This is like the faith he has acted upon, and now the spiritual solution comes in. Then the Lord sent an angel who cut down every mighty man of valor, leader, and captain in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned shamefaced to his own land. And when he had gone into the temple of his God, some of his own offspring struck him down with the sword there. My goodness, what a mighty man Hezekiah was. The secret was he was seeking God with all his heart, and he prospered. You see, I want to finish with that question. If you look into the mirror in the morning, what do you see? Do you see a grasshopper? Or do you see a mighty man or woman of valor? What do you see? And what do you think God sees? Do you see the same thing? You see, it's not according what you feel like. When you look into the mirror, you do not see a grasshopper. And if you see a grasshopper, then you need to put the same glasses on like God has. He hasn't got glasses, of course. But we need to see what God sees. We need to interpret situations here in this world how God interprets it. We need to see ourselves as God sees ourselves. He sees you as a redeemed daughter and son of the Almighty God. You cannot have it better than that. You are not a grasshopper. You are a man and a woman of valor. You are a son and a daughter of the Almighty God. Wow, hey! This is amazing. This is who you are. And we need to more by the word of God and less by our feelings. And we will get there more and more and more. We'll get the same view as God has. Praise God for that.